Hello, hello, hello. How are you? Hope you're okay. It is the 13th of July 2012. Yes, it's, you know, it's one of those days. You have to be very careful. It's in England. It's sort of an unlucky day, Friday the 13th. But I've had a fantastic day. Actually, I've had a fantastic week. So nothing bad has gone wrong so far. And hopefully nothing will. Now, this is our little Beatles podcast. I've got 5 minutes now to talk. And then I have to stop. Yes, only get 5 minutes on the audio boo. They only give you 5 minutes, you know. Yes. So anyway, I've been everywhere. I've been to Strawberry Field. I have been to Penny Lane. I've been to the Authentic Barbershop. Yes, I have been to the school where John went when he was a little boy. I have seen the place on Penny Lane where the Quarrymen performed, and apparently, when it was a sort of like a hotel type thing, Freddie Mercury stayed there as well. So there we go. And I've been to the house. A few weeks ago I went to the house where John grew up, but this week, sort of like 2 days ago, actually, I went to the house where he was born. Yes, so there we go, in Newcastle Street in Liverpool. So I've been to all kinds of Beatles things. I've been to Lipper, the Institute. Anyway, I've been this week to Strawberry Field and Penny Lane and all those little things I mentioned with my wonderful new friend, Carmen. Yes, she is a Spanish teacher. She's been over here for a few weeks in Liverpool. And we went to have a look. We went on our own sort of Beatles magical mystery tour. It was great. It really was great. I wasn't quite sure which bus to get from town. But if you're ever wondering, it's the number 86, okay? You get the number 86, and it sort of drops you right by the bank that the Beatles sing about in Penny Lane. So there you go. So it was great. It was a nice sunny day. It was wonderful. Went for a little cup of tea in the Penny Lane cafe. It was great. Had a wonderful time. And we saw so many things. And the people on Penny Lane are such wonderful people. If you ask someone, "Excuse me, sir, do you know the houses that John was born in?" They're all wonderful people, and they all sort of help you out and tell you where to go and everything. So all in all, had a fantastic time, and I will be going again very soon, I think, because it's such a wonderful experience just wandering about. We didn't have a lot of time towards the end, so Caraman had to get back into town. So what we had to do is sort of get a taxi once we sort of did all of the Penny Lane bits, and then we wanted to go to Strawberry Field. You can actually walk from Penny Lane to Strawberry Field, walking through the Calderstones Park, but because we didn't have a lot of time, we sort of got a taxi. But it was a wonderful day, and you can go there and spend hours and hours and hours there, have a great time. So that's what I did, and I shall be going again because it's just so wonderful. If you've been following me on the old the Facebook, the old Facebook, you'll notice there's some photos that I've taken of me. I didn't take them, Caraman took them of me, featuring me in Penny Lane and also Strawberry Field. Right, quick Beatles quiz now. Are you ready for this? And the Beatles were photographed walking along the zebra crossing in Abbey Road when? What was the date of that? That's the first question. And my second question is, where was John going when he decided to quit the Beatles? Okay, so two questions there. The first one, the Abbey Road photo was taken on the 8th of August, 1969. And where was John going when he decided to quit the Beatles, which was on the 13th of September, 1969? He was going to Toronto, in Canada, to perform a concert with the Plastic Ono Band. This is the English Programme's Beatles podcast. You can send your comments to our Twitter page, twitter.com/EnglishRadio.